This is Helen here. I want to introduce another poet amongst her group as well tonight. So that Helen is, it's her last night here, and for Andy here, it's his first night. So it's a good thing tonight.
First show being last. First night. We're going to start out. How is this? Is it sort of too much or that, Carrie? Since I don't know about their poems, but Andy just said that a lot of it is real deep thought, and some of my songs are have a moral. But I thought that might start out with something real lighthearted. This is a song I wrote in the month of June, and it's called Summer. And since summer is almost over, might be fun just to think about what was, or maybe we'll still get some. So here's Summer. The sun is warm, the sky is blue, and I'm always happy when I'm with you. The storm clouds come and the sky is gray. That's how I feel when you go away. And so love comes, let me enjoy it, let's not destroy it, let's live out each day in the loveliest way, and let joy stay. The breeze blows warm in the light of your smile, and the birds sing songs as you stay a while. Raindrops fall, your eyes have tears, I'll kiss them away as we love through the years. And so love comes, let me enjoy it, let's not destroy it, let's live on each day in the loveliest way. Storms moan, my spirit grows wild. I need your hand with its gentlest touch. Yes, I need you here, 'cause I love you so much. And so love comes, let me enjoy it, let's not destroy it, let's live on each day. Let you hear an Indian song. In the Santhali language, which is one of the many, many, many languages in India, and this is a song of youth. And it, this language is spoken about by about 5 or 6 million people in northeastern India.
Do
where they have so much time, very little money, but so much time. Then we go back quickly by jet to our own country where we have so much of everything but not enough time. And so we are a part of sort of a herd of sheep that run around, and this is what I'm going back to tomorrow. So. Run sheep, run, run sheep, run, run sheep, run. Run to the office and punch the clock. Go to a meeting, but run, don't walk. Hurry the children one by one, for the swift is a race, so run sheep, run. Run to the jungle of steel and stone. Run to the church, run to the phone. Run to your pleasure and run to your play. Run to the club and the PTA. Run till your feet are born the sun, but you cannot take time to look to God. Oh, there is no time to look to God. Oh, the bird wings up and the stars reply, but there is no time to look to the sky. No time to smile at a child in the park. No time to walk in the quiet dark. I cannot stop by a roadside stream. I cannot sing and I cannot dream. The wounded must die if he cannot live. For the cup of cold water I've no time to give. The cup of cold water there's no time to give. No time to hear what the poor folks say. No time to stop by the road and pray. No time to give to the hungry bread. And there is no time to mourn the dead. Oh, there is no time to mourn the dead. Oh, the devil smiles at my sickening face. The demons laugh and they clock the race. No cup of water, no wound to bind. The hounds of heaven are far behind. Run, sheep, run, run, sheep, run, run, sheep, run. The hounds of heaven are far behind. Run, sheep, run, run, sheep, run, run, sheep, run. And maybe to just close on a softer note, and then poets can make you think for a while. This is not an original song, but this is such a nice little song that maybe some of you would want to hum along. This is from a Peter, Paul, and Mary record called For Baby or For Bobby. Maybe some of you know it. I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. I'll do anything to help you understand. I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. Will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells will chime. I'll be there when you're feeling down, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I've found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And I'll sing you the song of the rainbow, whisper all the joy that is mine. The leaves will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells will chime.
I would like to, in commemoration of this summer, thank you, Helen, first of all. We'll be singing later, and we have not, of course, arranged our thing tonight at all, so we kind of go as the spirit goes. This I wrote in honor of Hiroshima, and those who were not here, but were somewhere anywhere in the United States, might have felt something similar at the time of when the bomb was dropped. And what we did for, we had a Vespers that night to honor the bombing of Hiroshima, not to honor it, but to remember it and to reflect on it. And we went up to the tailings of the mine on the upper level of the crushed stones right by the mine shaft entrance. And if you are up there, if we have warm weather, we might even have another Vespers up there, but I kind of doubt it. And we simply had prayers and meditation afterwards. We sat on stones of granite, copper, and chalk, and looked into the western sky. The sun began to set the day, changed from talk and vented to a sigh. Sunsets, sunsets, another day. We paused our night in dim respect of what had gone before. Our darkened faces seemed to reflect that this would be no more. With lifted eyes we began to pray that peace would bless our age, when something in us began to survey our quiet, hidden rage.
Past few days, we've been pretty well fog bound by the weather. And I don't know about the other people out here, but I've been going around in my own little sphere where my world ends, where the fog begins. And the other day I took a quick look, yet a deep look, into what is the meaning, what lies behind this damp shroud that we have around us, our fog, our mist. And I wrote a poem about it. And we've had a song about summer. So I believe it should be a song that shows, a spiritual song that shows in prose of what the next winter is going to be and what it means. It's called Mountain Mist. Mountain mist rolls through with rain and snow, rolls over granite, fill and glacier crags, mist that rolls with ice and wind, winter in tow, rolls through a forest of time-beaten snag, flakes hiss by in their mad, crazy flight, a doe lies frozen in the long, cold night, soft breath by the tree on the hillside round, asleep in a cave of rotten ground. Seeds swell and burst, sucking the wet earth dry, with unquenchable thirst, sound of cracking earth, summer's cry.
Remember the warmth of sunshine, breaking in silent streaks between boughs of pine unto my body. It was cold into the night, it was cold to the morning. I cannot replace, until the sunlight has streaked across my face, yesterday's anger, yesterday's emptiness, yesterday the lonely. These are changed to hardened crystals as the morning chills, stars fade to stillness, clouds become gray and then they become white, birds begin to call, let fall, for I am cold again. My fire has gone to coals, I shudder and curl into myself, but then I remember, yesterday has ended. It has. And the cold brings only pain. The air chill and new. I open to you. I open. Fling out my arms. Breathe deep and blow. Feel the glow of something inside. Oh, love as new. I welcome what you bring. I fill with your new day tide and sing. Joy unto the morn, joy, let yesterday's chill coming fade to this day, or sunlight warmth strikes my face, and its silent gliding begins to trace.
Life is like the trees that comb the wind, wind scattering the dry, lifeless leaves, the has-beens, leaves that are bounced and battered and sucked dry by an caring society that blows carelessly by. The wino sits on the curb of the street, sits there with his pure, pure friend, pure and clean as Bala Jin. He sits there knowing no one, and no one knowing him, picked up by the man in blue on his beat. Wino weeps and cries, for the society wind flows by. The wife, the mother, sits in the rest home, sits there in her wicker chair, trying to remember why her children have grown, sitting there with lying lines and a vacant stare. She sits there remembering why she was. The society wind blows by, it does. Father lies in the graves, frozen tears swell in his eyes. Lies there crying for the one thing that he craves. Lies there crying for his lost reprise, for the hated society wind that blows by. This deals with a somewhat uncaring society that through my life I have seen. Of course, this is not all of society, but this is one side of it.
New society that's cold, the outside world, a place where you're, well, if you have a talent in you, or even if you don't, if you just want to live, you can't, unless you just break away or you rebel, or you become anxious and uptight about things, unless you hide, maybe. My father was a man, it could be said, he always got up when he wanted to, but he didn't. At least that's what we knew about him. We used to hear the alarm clock ring and ring and ring, and Mother would say, "It's time, Joe, it's time, Joe, it's time." And Joe, my father, he would muffle, "What time is it?" At which Mom might say, 6:30 most mornings, and Pa would say, "Ugh." So he really didn't get up when he wanted to, and he really didn't like to get up when he did. But being a kid, I figured he was just like me, he got up when he wanted to. Now, being my father, it hurts to talk about him as Daddy, so I call him Joe because that's what everyone else called him most of the time. They said he was a good guy, a real nice person to know, except nobody knew him. Joe no got no friends, and they said Joe didn't help the situation much either. But that just the same, he was a good guy. Every day except Saturday and Sunday, though maybe Saturday sometimes, he'd get up and he'd go to the cannery. He was a foreman there. I always thought that was a big boss or something mean. But then I didn't think so, because Joe was always coming home dirty and tired, and bosses never work too much and get tired and dirty. But that was all I knew. He stayed at home most of the time. When he got home, he took a shower and then took a nap. After dinner, he'd open up the newspaper and turn on the TV. For all that time, I can remember my dad. That was all there was. Except there were good times. Times like when we had lots of fun, when we played baseball in the street, or he'd play catch with me, or we'd go on picnics in the summer, and especially when he brought a bicycle on the lawn and said, "Let's see if you can learn to ride it." But you see, my father was a man who, it could be said, he always got up when he wanted to. I told you how I didn't mean that, and what I mean is that he always felt and said that there should be something more in life. He didn't say it that way. Especially when Mother was around. If he was unhappy, she would be sad too. And maybe I'd be a bit cranky and ornery and I'd break a bottle or something too. So he never said much. He never said too much. He always kept to himself. But I could see him talking to himself, saying about the news on TV, "Ah, that's no good. Ah, that's no good." Crumbling the newspaper every once in a while. Reciting a line of a Shakespeare play he played in high school one time ago. Maybe he'd smile, but he was no fool. No. One morning I heard the clock ring. I heard it ring and ring. And funny thing, he did get up and scream, "God damn it all!" And since I started hiding, thinking he meant me, I couldn't see that he was going to leave us for good. Now, Ma didn't tell me the story. I don't think she knew, but then maybe she did. Maybe she understood. For her, it's all right. I think, well, sometimes I think she's somebody's wife. That's the way she thinks when I see her smile in the kitchen. But when a man wakes up and finds there's nothing to his life, well, she'd whisper, "What about the children?" And they'd whisper, the relatives, they'd say, "Oh, what could he have done?" But actually, we didn't care. I never really knew my father, nothing except a child. And maybe I'd never know him. He could assert himself, assemble his mind, and impress on me as how to think. But he was kind. He let me drink from the disconnected fine that he had within himself. That just as I don't know how to describe him, I can't. What I really felt was going on, that life continued strong. Better empty your pockets to the tribe. Better give in to the throng. Better to leave a nun than to be going blind.
Han just read you a poem of a father. Now, I think it's about time that I read a poem about a son. It's an old story. The land of the golden globe. A land of crimson swaying seas. Ruled by the poor soul in burlap robes. Born in dry straw bedding. Savior of weddings. Water into wine. Theirs, yours, mine. Walking on promised land. Look, here comes a man. Comes over rock and sand. Comes with outward reaching hands. Bent with wooden cross. Parading through a clay town. Brow sweating in damp gloss. Topped with thorn crown. Dying on a rock and sand hill. Dark turns the world as he hangs still. Rock and sand hill called Calvary. A man dies for you and me.
Some poems by two sons. Well, here's a song for my son, who graduated from high school this year. And this is The Thoughts of a Mother About the World in 1968. And the name of the song is Here's a Boy, 1968.
Here's a boy with some fuzz on his chin, and he looks at the world with a hesitant grin. Here's a boy who has just made a start, with tough steely muscles and a strong beating heart. Here is a boy who is gentle and kind, and he's hoping that somewhere up there he will find a fulfillment of dreams that could someday be real if he follows his goal and pursues his ideal. And he looks at the world with an unjaundiced eye, just beginning to live and too young to die. What kind of a world are we willing to use? What kind of a country with us red, white, and blue? The rumble of rockets is shaking my sleep. The droning of planes makes my heavy heart weep. The rubble of lies is a harvest we reap. God forbid that this is a trust we should keep. Here's a boy soon to leave his front door, and I pray that we soon can offer him more than a world filled. Soon be a man. Here is
Now there's, when you're talking about bombs and about Hiroshima, and we know how Christmas is celebrated, you know, in our country, and there's been so much talk about violence toys. If the bell's ready, we're going to listen to a song called The Bell on the Toy Shop Door. And this talks about Christmases. Ring-a-ling, chime the bell on the toy shop door. Come in, cried the man, we have these and more. For your dear little daughter, your stalwart son, the toy shop bell rings out for fun. We've a red-eyed rubber monster, drips saliva from his tongue. We've a model of the gallows where Jesse James was hung. We've a knock your daddy cold game at 98 a set, and a gay Colt revolver with the rules for Russian roulette. I spoke to the man in the toy shop door. Have you a red wagon, dear sir, in your store? A small red wagon with letters in gold and a gentle doll that my child can hold. Buyer, boy, a rocko rocket, you can light the thing and whack. It will shoot the pecuniary up to Jupiter and back. And if the thing disintegrates, be sure to tell the kid that you spent a heap more money than his playmate's parents did. I touch a bell on the toy shop door. Come in, come in, we have hundreds more. But I cried as a bell rang out above. Oh, where is the toy that will speak of love? We've a bomb that speaks like thunder. We've a bomb that speaks like doom. We've a kit for $7.50, blows the ceiling off the room. We've a large economy model just a $1.50 down. And if the kid is clever, he can blast out half the town. Oh, ring little bell on the toy shop door. Ring for the child that Mary bore. Ring for the laughter that's shattered and torn. Ring for the child that is yet unborn. Yes, ring for the child that Mary bore, lest the toy shop bell should ring no more. Now that's something to think about. What are we going to do about it? Now there's one more song that fits in with the line of thought that the fellows were talking about. And that's about our social responsibility. And I think that most of us would like to sort of get out of it if we can. We'd sort of like to just throw it all over. And because now I have children growing up, I think that if I went off someplace and hid and didn't deal with my responsibility as much as I'd like to, we just have to do what we can and point out to the world that we're going the wrong way. And this song deals with our responsibility. And we have to face it and work with it in a one-to-one relationship with the people we meet. This song is about a typical American housewife as she gets ready for bed, and she's yawning at the end of the day, and the verses go on. So our social responsibility, what is it? I slept last night in a queen-size bed with the scent of roses around my head. My bed and my room were electrically warm. I was cozy and safe from the wild, wet storm. I was cozy and safe from the wild, wet storm. She
She slept last night on a bed of straw, and the shadows in the night are what she saw. Awake in the night from a hungry child's cry, and the wild dogs howl to a lonely sky. And the wild dogs howl to a lonely sky. She lay last night on a crowded floor, and the mice and the rats crept in through the door. Awake and she tossed with fever and pain, and the city wept in the wind and rain. And the city wept in the wind and rain. He dozed last night in a jungly place, and the sweat and the grime ran down his face. He could not move and he dared not cry, and he feared the dawn in the graying sky. And he feared the dawn in the graying sky. And so I slept on in my clean warm bed, and I drew the covers over my head. Till I heard the rain, yes, I heard it come, like the beat of a distant drum. Like the beat, oh, the beat of a distant drum.
This is along this line, I think we'll go right into something every poet is capable of, course, thinking about modern issues, and we sometimes wonder why they do. And along the line, most poets have said good things about the war in Vietnam. Andy will present his first, and then I'll follow up with one which I've read before, dealing with the war in Vietnam.
The reason why I did this is not that I am against the war or for the war. It's for the little man that is forgotten in this so-called war. The fingers of an Oriental queen spread out and reach the sea. A bronze and empress living in gowns of jade green. The earth spins. My eyes catch a ruby on her head, a ruby we short-lived mortals call the sun. I drag my crippled self under 50 pounds of lead, trying to remember through a wounded mind to use this head. The world spins. I can't tell years from months, years, months, months, years, since I joined the Marines. I joined the Marines because I was a runt, only to find that brave men die with agonizing screams. The world spins.
I met some young man on the bus. We exchanged our thoughts between cigarettes. He was going to get checked up, going to join the army with no regrets. I asked him what he thought of death and life and love and so on. He seemed to say what others say, that this war must go on. I got to do my job. I got to do my job. He talked of courage and of country and of comrades' laughter. And after this, he wondered what it was that I was after. I told him, peace on earth, brother. See you around. Tonight. He's going to Fort Lewis and I'm going to Denver. I wonder if he's got it right or if this is how it's set up. A youth of acne and hamburger stands, years of small demands, stands aright, joins some kind of a strife and says it's just a job. Just the moment before he stepped aboard the plane, he changed the moment so beautiful. He seemed to remain unsane. He seemed to be gaping at the two worlds of growing up and the life that must be. This became the force, the beautiful, alone he was just once. He has ended all his growing and enters in his age of memory. He's dying, and it seems to be. He'd rather not be a slob. He'd better go off to war, for that's his job.
I listened to this as you did, and I caught an undertow of this young man's small little sham that he was putting up and saying that the war was just a job. And we find this in people, wherever we meet. We find it in other people, we find it in ourselves. I was at a party in Chicago, and thinking of this party that I was at, it seemed so fitting. So I wrote a sad song. Phone rings with jazz in the background. Don't answer, you light up a Pall Mall. Someone just called your real dog, my hound. Laugh. It's fun not to care at all. Neon sign flashes on and off. Hey, look on the street, the cops are picking up queers. The smoke feels bad, you cough. Put it out. Get a beer. Why'd you come? You don't know. You know that there's no real fun here. To hell with it, you say. I'll have fun, anything goes. Spot a chick. Get a beer. You're in bed. The bed's a mess. Bottled blonde's asleep. Gone. Don't wake her, get dressed. Go home now, you've done your quota wrong. Go home, go home. Shake the hand of the host. Go home, leave before you roast. Go home, go home. You've done your wrong. Go home. You've sung your sick, sad song.
Give me memories. Give me memories when I would have joined and lost that last bit of ugly self of mine. Just then I'd think, well, the world was fine. And if only it could remain that way. Give me time. Give me memories to stay this way. Just the nights when I fully listened, all my friends around, the light it glistened, I was drunken with a sigh and grandness. Ah, I couldn't say no to anything that came my way. I could sigh and accept. I could say yes. I had let go. Just why was it made this way at this time, at that time, and the time when I want to go back to now? Anything but the good steady flow, the absent vacant wine that bubbled around corners of my mouth and made all wealth to laugh. Just why would I return? Could it be so? I want my baby. I want my baby. I want my baby. And I don't care what I'll care. I want my baby.
Sway, baby, sway. Listen to the drums and the dawn of the day. Swaying and playing without any care. Your breath smells of whiskey. Cigars have tinted your hair. You won't miss me. Swaying and playing with my mind. Girl, can't you be kind? You came to me from behind to use my body and kill my mind. Swaying with the jukebox playing. We dance with a slow, lingering kiss. A kiss that shows empty craving. You won't miss me.
No, I will continue. Please, please look out this way. Do not disturb the morn. Look out your window to the break of day and let the undiscovered love be born. Look this way and tell what you see. For this day is every day and completely you. The casual causal Dutchman sits in waiting. He's lost all sense of trating. For the lady he loves, he sticks himself up through faded blue jeans. The lady he loves is in his dreams. And all the women of the world pass by, each of them. They try to get the Dutchman up and inside of them. But you can tell when his tongue is twirled that his lady is not of this world. The Dutchman is casual for the cause that makes me and mothers pause. And sometimes I believe that I think I could love that way, that any cuckold can relieve from boredom. Hello, I would not believe it if you did not smile and beam so much. There's nothing about you that would make me look beyond the ordinary surface of things, but you are the blazing light that brings me pain. And it's racking my brain so much that we cannot touch, that we cannot come together. We're drifting apart, you know. Oh, I guess I could say, it breaks my heart. I could speculate that it's our distance that makes my fate so burning. I am not learning to avoid the spirit when I am coming near it. It brings me nothing but strife. I can only fear it. For you have walked into my life, and I want you. For long have I looked into my life, uncoming all its hurts and wrongs. My poems, the midwife, they make the songs. I do not part from the understanding or a certainty. I keep my peace and my sayings all alone. But I feel good that there is still a mystery, for love has come. For love would have me desire for you. I would reach, or even grab if I could. I'd give away all that I have for fire, for the light that might lead me to you. I cannot look from alone, from my lonely self. I have not understood that I am love.
A couple of songs also with personal relationships from an old poet's viewpoint, Robert Browning, and this is called This is a setting of the poem, My Star. And this is how he pictures a deep companionship or deep friendship.
Oh, but I know of a certain star. Years it can throw like the angle star. Now a dart of red, now a dart of blue. To my friends have said I would fain see too. My star, the dartles are red and the blue. Then it stops like a bird, like a flower hangs bird. They must solace themselves with a Saturn above it. There's stars a world. Mine has opened its soul to me. Therefore, I love it.
And then there's another song that talks about finding the person, the one with whom you can communicate. And there's so much bitterness in the world, and we know that that there are people who do understand us, and we all hope to find this particular person or these people. And this song talks about it. This is called The Seeking. In the deep of the night, my heart's growing cold, and each shadow that passes reflects growing old. From a world's disenchantment, I reach, passing by, for a glance, for a smile, for a wanting to try, for a nearness of spirit, a kinship of mind, for a oneness, a soul that's been trying to find the quiet, the healing, the tenderness brings through the heart of another, like music that rings in a room too long silent. Then you came, and I feel that a warmth overwhelms me I cannot conceal. A touch of a hand, a smile in the eyes, and the glad revelation as loneliness dies. Oh, the sweetness, a longing too much to contain. And now that you're here, let the rapture remain. And just to sort of talk about a little bit about the fun that there is in life, I want to tell you about a couple of sing about a couple of preachers' wives that I once knew. There once was a young preacher's wife who didn't quite know the score. In spite of her warning, she had coffee each morning with her heathen neighbor next door. Well, she's not there anymore. Over the life of a preacher's wife, this is the life for me. There's never much money, but so much is funny, 'cause everything done by the preacher's wife is usually done for free. There once was a young preacher's wife whose tongue could cut like a knife. She found that to speak to the council each week, she insisted on having the floor. Well, she's not there anymore. There once was a young preacher's wife who could never get ready on time. Her husband would fume with a voice full of doom as he hurried her out of the door. Well, she's not there anymore. Oh, but the life of a preacher's wife, this is a life for me. There's so much to be done, but we have lots of fun. We try to be good and act as we should, as the members would want us to be. There once was a young preacher's wife who kept the manse in a mess. And were I to tell all, deacon's wife came to call. Now they're serving the heathen, I guess. Yes, they're serving the heathen, I guess. There once was a young preacher's wife, her baking the bane of her life. Her left set of stuff, and her chrome clock a rough, and her cane made the women quite sore. Well, she's not there anymore. Oh, but the life of a preacher's wife, this is the life for me. There's never much money, but so much is funny, 'cause everything done by the preacher's wife is usually done for free. There once was a young preacher's wife who liked each new catchy pop tune. Things had gone much too far, for she played her guitar, starting each day about noon. Well, they're leaving that periscope soon. Oh, for the love of a preacher's wife, this is a life for me. There's never much money, but so much is funny, 'cause everything done by the preacher's wife is usually done for free.
That awfulness of mind, I'm biting my nails. I'm going blind, just realized it's mind that fails. And found I've got dull feeling. Love is stealing, and I cannot say it. When should the sacred scriptures be read? Some say when you get up. Some say just before bed. Some say while you sup. But I say when it's best said. I want to look at the Vedas. I want to look to talk with the Chan. I want to read the Bible. I want to hear the Quran. And you go and look for the sacredness of life you need. That's to be found in a book. This is one of my oldies. Oldie, and since I've read it three times now, I haven't done much with it. I was lying on the floor in Koinonia and watching one of these shadow impressions go by on the upper ceiling boards, the white thing. And that impression was a little lady. She walked by the window, and she couldn't see downward to see me just lying down there. She might have thought it was improper. Little lady of the wood, I have seen you passing by, but you could not see me. Your shadow reflected itself upon the ceiling, upon all the world that I could see. As I was lying on the rug, I thought, if you could just see me, would you stare or shrug? Would you just understand me? I know, you understand everyone like me. Long hair. Little lady of the wood, I wouldn't care. That's how full I feel this month. That's how certain of what I'm doing. It's all right. I am in the summer of my life. I have not reached the doubtful winter night that I would care. What will I do if I should get there and discovering I'm just too big to sleep on the floor? If I could not afford a bed, or what if I could? And what if I would? If I would, if I could, I have the time. And what if I would have the time to have the sleep that's mine? Lady of the wood, would you reserve me peace for the oldster's naps in the afternoon? Would you give me ease and say, now soon, little lady of the wood? I would not take you for a wife had your shadow not crossed into my life.
Four walls, a roof, a floor and a door. God is there no more. Let me climb the staircase so I may join the human race. Teach me love. Let them show me hate and greed. I sit behind prison bars. I am the mud. I will be the stars. Who are we to judge who we are? The name of our face, the name of our fate. This is about my oldest one I've ever written here. And this is the attitude that I had when I first got here. And I would like to close my portion of this program by this. I look and I not see. I speak in words I not say. I hear and not perceive. Through this I try to keep my soul at bay. I look into the sky, I see, and not see why. I drop my head and pray that I may find the answer in the coming day. I lay my head in the dew-damp grass. Through a silver drops I see myself, but that moment just passes. And I lay forgotten, a lost coin on a dusty shelf. Like a coin that does not hear, see, or smell, I want to be bright and new through you. I want to play my part in making the world well. These are the things that my heart really wants to do.
This is a sonnet a modern day song. I am within love's circle of affection. There is no need to demonstrate what I lack or what I hate, where there is no peace. There is no need to contemplate the eternal, my poems and songs, my hopes and fate. These were designed to give and to get, to arrive here, and yet they were made for that direction. I have, in my other readings, I've read the 15th song of Shen, and I feel that I should read it again, and also to read the 16th song of Shen, which I have just made. I'll read the 16th first, and then with luck, if you'll be patient, I'll find the 15th amongst my papers here. Oh, loved one, why do you run from me? Why do you come at night and gaze? I know you love, I know, but you go away. Why do I shudder when you come so close? Why do I hide from you? I cannot thank you for all your goodness, for your anger, your strictness, your blessing, your insistent way. It hurts. It hurts. Each day you trot ahead and leave me breathless, waiting and wanting. Love, I cannot sing my love for you. How I want to tell you that I want you, that I love. Well, there it is. This is the 15th song, that was the 16th. Young wood, it burns in the fire, not that I would have it different. They have for not, no place to go. The flame consumes, they do not know. They have no songs except when gathering. Their religion smells of animal sex. Their imagined success splits their lives apart. I am alone, but it is in the design of my art. I have realized that long ago I find no substitute for happiness. I find no roots of escape. I cannot scrape for softness. I cannot erase unless I reach to you. Oh, what drives us together? We cannot show our flame. We cannot bring to name our fire love. How they would have played the game for comfort. They have overlooked the fact of pain. We are alone and suffering, cold and cold. We must remain. Young wood, it burns in the fire. We are the flame unseen. They have no compassion. They have no desire. They are still green. When they sing, their songs are to get a mate. They imitate, they demonstrate in simple chorus that all life is to multiply their number, that would wind itself into the ash. Eyes flash, but they mock. They do not welcome. They groom themselves with their words. They cannot stand alone. Theirs must be a happy god, so easily to be seen, that I have rejected it and reached for you in days of endless night, while they would sleep in the fields of green. I could not withhold the sight when you have shown. Now repeat the 16th. Oh, loved one, why do you run from me? Why do you come at night and gaze? I know you love, but you go away. Why do I shudder when you come so close? Why do I hide from you? I cannot thank you for all your goodness, for your anger, your strictness, your blessing, and your insistent way. It hurts. It hurts. I hurt. Each day you trot ahead and leave me breathless, wanting and waiting. Love, I cannot sing. I cannot sing my love for you. How I want to tell you that I want you, that I love you.